This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Pirates swept by the White Sox, outscored 27-7 in the series. They've lost 11 out of their last 12. Rock bottom 2.0, you might call it, after just a disastrous series on Yinzerpalooza weekend. And we go out to the fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, where we find Noah Hiles of the Post-Gazette. Noah, always good to talk to you. What was the vibe on Sunday in particular? I was at the game on Saturday, and it seemed like the fan base is just continuing to grow restless. Is that something that the players are significantly noticing, maybe now more than before, or is it just continuing to wear on them?
I think it's just a continuation of everything. I think it might be a little bit more frustrating for them because, you know, there was some progress. There were some better days under Don Kelly when he first took over. I mean, they had a winning record in June. I think these guys, they're frustrated, man. I mean, no one likes getting their butt kicked, and that's what's happening right now for this team. They can't win. I think you're seeing a lot of frustrated individuals in that clubhouse.
Was there any bit of, like, I don't know, they're all major leaguers, but shock that somebody in the caliber of the White Sox, we'll put it, could come in here and score 27 runs against them?
I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, like you said, they're all major leaguers. I mean, this team swept the Phillies and the Mets. I'm sure they, you know, that's a greater talent gap than the Pirates and White Sox, at least if you're going off of records. So I don't know. I think it's just they're disappointed in how their year's gone. I don't think anything new was surfaced over this past weekend. I think, like I said, it's just more a continuation of, man, this really continues to happen. This sucks.
How safe do you think Ben Cherington is? There were a lot of rumors and speculation and things thrown out there on social media.
There was one rumor from a stupid Twitter account that is never right about anything, yet people seem to listen to it for some reason. That's the only rumor. So, you know, do I think he still has a job today? Yes, I do. I haven't heard anything to suggest otherwise. As far as, you know, at the end of the year, I don't know. I mean, it's getting harder and harder to justify him sticking around, right? Yeah. I mean, I was the guy who came on here and said in May that I'm not confident that he's going to get fired at the end of the year. But what I've always maintained was the team has to play well. The team has to finish, you know, with a above 500 record under Don Kelly or something close to it. And right now they're not close to it. They're back to playing as bad as they were under Shelton right now. I mean, this is the worst stretch of their season, and it's months after Shelton's been removed. So if that's the logic that I floated out, then it would be fair to deduce that Cherington is in trouble. Now, that's not me reporting that I've heard that he's going to get fired today. I want to make that very clear, so no one go and tweet that. But I'm just saying that, yeah, I mean, how can you justify bringing him back at this point? So I don't know what the future is for Ben Cherington. I do know that it's getting harder and harder to see him being the general manager after, you know, the season continues to get worse every turn.
We all expect the likes of IKF, Andrew Heaney, Caleb Ferguson to be dealt. But do you think if the spiral continues, it could be less of a likelihood that Mitch Keller goes just because, I mean, does the owner need to sign off on a deal like Keller just because of the magnitude of him compared to guys on lower, you know, expiring contracts?
The owner signs off on every deal that's made because he's the one who's paying for it. But, I mean, if you're going to trade Mitch Keller, you're going to trade Mitch Keller. I think Mitch Keller is going to get traded. That's everything that I've been told from sources for the last month indicates that being the case. There are teams that are really interested in him, and I think he's the best starting pitcher available. And typically, the best starting pitcher available, especially when they're on a team on pace to lose 100 games, gets moved. I don't think anything changes after you get swept by the White Sox. What did we learn this past weekend that we hadn't learned already? That the Pirates are a bad team this year? I think we already knew that. So I don't think it changes anything. And even if Cherington were to be let go, which, again, I'm not saying is going to happen. I'm not saying I think is going to happen between now and the deadline. But I don't think that any of their trade strategies would change if there was a change in general manager, because they have to stick to that plan. Right now, Mitch Keller's trade stock is the highest it's ever been. He's throwing the ball well. He's number one arm on the market. He has all these years of control. The teams are thirsty for him. And if you're trying to truly make a difference and make this roster better, this is the time to move him. His stock has never been higher, and you have to strike while the iron's hot. And, you know, if it's unfortunate to some people that Ben Cherington is the guy who's going to make this move, then that's just the tough reality of the situation. But this is the time to move Mitch Keller if you're ever going to move.
Right, and that's basically the direction that I was leaning towards. Like, how much faith is still in this guy to be able to get a significant return, because his previous moves have not been able to indicate that it's plausible?
No, I agree. But at the same time, I mean, who has he traded? I guess, like, in the earlier days, yes. Like, the Musgrove.
Marte.
But, I mean, Tyone was coming off of an injury. Was that an amazing asset? I mean, Josh Bell was okay. I would say Mitch Keller is the best asset Ben Cherington. If Ben Cherington ends up trading him, this is the best asset that he will have moved. I thought you could argue Marte, but that was literally like his first couple of months on the job. This is a guy that they've kind of developed on their own and made into an all-star. So I think, and this is a time where he's never had an asset with a higher value than this right now, within reason, obviously, like guys who he's actually willing to move. So I'm not sitting here defending him. I don't think his trades have been successful. But at the end of the day, if he's the general manager, then you have to let him do what the general manager does. If you're handcuffing him and not letting him do his job, then he shouldn't be doing the job. And I know that's what a lot of fans want, right? A lot of people want him to be fired. But the reality is he wasn't fired. He hasn't been fired. They chose to keep him in May when they fired Derek Shelton. And by making that choice, you have to let this guy do his job. And if you're going into the, you know, last 2 weeks of the deadline, an opportunity to really change your roster, you have to let him do that because he's still the general manager. Now, if you don't want him to do that, then you should fire him and you should let someone else do it. And if you want to save Mitch Keller for the next guy, save Mitch Keller for the next guy. But if at this point, if there are handcuffs on Ben and he can't trade any assets with multiple years of control, and that's just another indictment on ownership that they're unwilling to make a strong stance and do something about it. Because if you don't trust this guy to be the general manager and do general manager things, then he shouldn't be your general manager.
Noah Hiles is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, the Post-Gazette Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Other than Keller, who do you think would be the second big domino? Brian Reynolds, I feel like, Noah, it would just be maybe not best business selling low on Reynolds, comparatively speaking, to previously what he's been able to put out there on the field, similar to Cruz. Is there any smoke around those two guys, realistic?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Whoever said there was smoke around Cruz?
Well, not Cruz, but Reynolds.
Oh, Reynolds, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure teams have reached out for him, but, like, you know, like a very, very common practice for the Pirates, especially under Charrington, is they're not going to get rid of something while it's at an all-time low in value. It's the reason they've held on to a lot of players, right? It's why we've seen them trot out Austin Hedges or Tommy Pham and Rowdy Tellez while they're all slumping, or even guys like Ke'Bryan Hayes, who they've let kind of try to figure out things while he's struggling. If they want to move somebody, they want to move them to ensure they get a little value out of it. So trading Reynolds right now, you're trading him when his stock's at an all-time low. It's kind of like the opposite of Mitch Keller. This guy was an all-star last year, but you look at how he's kind of regressed. He's not a very good fielder at all. His hitting is bad. I mean, statistically, he's one of the worst players on the Pirates. I think he is actually, like, has the lowest WAR out of any everyday player. So I don't see them wanting to move him there, unless they're just like absolutely like lost all faith and they're just looking to dump salary and reinvest it in the offseason. I don't think we've reached that point though. So that's my answer on Reynolds.
Trying to acquire a bat at the deadline, whether it is dealing Keller or maybe packaging Santana and Bednar, do you think it's more likely that it would be for a guy in AAA that's just trying to carve their way up, that's like a decent prospect, or somebody that's been in the majors, established for maybe a year and a half, maybe not established, but has shown some flashes, not like Spencer Horwitz, but a similar regard, like better results than Horwitz has, but a similar case in that he's actually played a year in the majors?
I mean, maybe. I think that's the hope, right? I think their hope is to get the best hitters possible. And is it realistic to expect them to acquire an all-star? No. Is it realistic to expect them to acquire a young player who, for one reason or another, hasn't found consistent playing time or is just simply expendable for their team situation? I think that's the case. Like, you look, I mean, some of these teams, there are log jams. Like the Cubs, for example, they have a really good outfield right now, and their top prospects are also outfielders, and some of those guys are big league ready. So what are they going to do? Are you going to wait for them to, in the offseason, to see if they re-sign Kyle Tucker, or are they going to make a commitment because their GM is in the final year of his contract and say, we need to win now, and he's probably willing to move those guys? Is that the best you can get from Mitch Keller, though? Or can you get someone who's willing to part ways with a productive young bat that has had success in the major leagues for a couple seasons? That might be a little harder to get, but you got to think maybe that team who's willing to part ways with that bat is going to replace them with a rental hitter or something. So it could be like a three-team deal. I don't really know exactly what you could get from Mitch Keller just because there is no answer. The market's always changing and no one's privy to those conversations, right? It's kind of just all speculation when we're talking trade return packages. But I think the goal is just get the best hitters available. And in the Pirates' eyes, that means someone who's young, someone who is the safest bet to be an everyday player and an above-average hitter with lots of years of control.
Even if it is like an individual trade, like if it was Chicago, if it was St. Louis, you don't think they'd care about that just because they're getting something back they significantly need?
I mean, look, you're in a position now, if you're in the Pirates, where you have to take the best offer possible. Like, you're not in a place where you can shoo away any buyer. If they offer you the best package, then you have to take it. Now, if there's something close, then yeah, sure. Like, if it's between, and I'm just throwing random teams out, like, say, like the Mariners, and they're not, I haven't heard anything about the Mariners being interested in Keller. That's why I'm using them for this example. Let's say it's like between the Mariners and the Cubs. If their trade packages are both what the Pirates are looking for and they're nearly identical, maybe Chicago's a little better. I think maybe in that situation, you go with the American League team, you go outside the division. It might be like a tiebreaker, but I mean, Charrington said it himself. They're going to take the best offer available.
All right, Noah, one more for you. Do you think there's any chance that Andrew McCutchen gets traded? I thought at the beginning of the year that this might be it for him. This might be the final season. Now, outside of this month where he's hitting under 200, he's had a pretty good year. Do you think he could be back in 2026? And do you think they might give him a chance to take another run at a ring before coming back?
I mean, I don't think he's going to be traded. I don't know if he's coming back. I think that if he wants to come back, I'm sure the Pirates will welcome him. Just because, I mean, even in his slump, he's still one of their more productive hitters. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what Kutch is thinking right now. I'm sure we'll find out in the next couple of months. I wouldn't be surprised either way. If this is it or if he wants to do one more year, I wouldn't be shocked either way. But, yeah, that's kind of all I have on that front. I don't really know much.
Noah, great stuff. Appreciate your time as always.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Noah Hiles of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Sean, he thinks Keller's gone, that Keller is going to be traded, and basically said, like, look, this is the position that you put yourself in with Ben Charrington. You basically need to cross your fingers and hope that he is able to get a good return because, I mean, you have tied yourself to this man for the rest of the season, considering they've had multiple opportunities to potentially just move on. Like, what's the saying? Cut off your nose to spite your face? Like, are they in a situation like that?
I think the interesting aspect of a decision with a guy like Mitch Keller is you don't have to trade him now, right? Because he's not one of those guys on the expiring deals. So I always go back and forth on this. Is his value higher now at the trade deadline when teams in season are desperate, or is it higher in the offseason? And I think that's a massive question, because if you can get more now because there's a team that thinks that Keller can put them over the top, which I don't know, he's that type of pitcher. He probably isn't.
And he struggled in the second half of the last two seasons, too.
But how many really good pitchers are going to be available at the trade deadline? I mean, the name we've heard all season is Sandy Alcantara, who's not been very good this season.
No, and he was hurt last year, and he's been inconsistent.
It's fair to say Keller might be maybe one of the three best starting pitchers available at this deadline.
Noah thinks he's the number one starting pitcher available.
So that leads me to believe that his value would be higher now than it would be in the offseason, when maybe more teams are in play, but you don't have that desperation of trying to get over the hump now. Well, that to me is a super important question of if you can get more now. And again, you're trading him with 2 months of this season plus whatever remains. So you would think it should be more now. Then you make the move. If you don't get an offer that you think is outstanding and you think he will have higher value, I don't think you need to rush into it. But the fact that you don't know who the GM is going to be potentially in that offseason might mean that it's above Ben Charrington said. Maybe that has to come from the owner as far as do they want to make the trade now.
And if the owner ultimately decides, you know what, Ben, no, you're not trading Mitch Keller, just because maybe he gets an incredible return. He says, hey, Bob, I think this is a really good return we can get for Keller. If he says, nah, I'm just not going to do it, would rather keep him, that shows that there is just not enough faith in the current general manager, which means that why is he still even in place? I think about it from this perspective, Sean. The Ricard Raquel potential trade deal. I thought that Raquel should have been dealt at the deadline. And it seems like now, like, a deal has not come to fruition with the Penguins. There's still interest. A first-round pick was floated out there. It seemed like there was significant smoke around Ricard Raquel to be traded and that the Penguins would have got a first-round pick back. But it seems like they wanted a little bit more. Now, it's been a lot more quiet. What's going on with Erik Karlsson? teams are desperate in the heart of the season, in the middle of the year, when they're making a rush for a Stanley Cup, when they're pushing for a pennant, where there's a good chance you're going to get them to overpay compared to when they're Christmas shopping in December. You know, they're looking more so for bargains at the winter meetings and better deals that work on both sides. Now, sometimes you still do get big trades at the winter meetings, but you at times also get a lot of overreactions from teams, just like the Archer trade was. Maybe you'll find a team that maybe doesn't have that lopsided of a deal in terms of the talent that went out, but something similar to it. And I feel like that desperation, you could play off of it.
No doubt. The other aspect of, you mentioned the winter meetings, and the weird thing is there's such a long period of inactivity in baseball during the offseason where it seems like nothing's happening for months and months at a time. But free agency then becomes a factor as well. So maybe teams that want a pitcher that right now can only acquire a guy of Keller's caliber by trade could just sign a guy in the offseason. So that's an interesting aspect, but it could go the other way. Maybe a team is in the market for a big-time free agent pitcher, and they realize it's too expensive for their budget and their payroll, and they say, well, maybe we'll get... Because Keller's contract is pretty reasonable,
it
the
is.
Way he's pitching. So that's another aspect of our teams maybe more likely to trade for a guy when they see how much the pitching free agency market is, you know, going to cost them. But I ultimately agree. I think right now is probably going to be the best time. The other benefit that comes with this is the Pirates are probably going to trade a minimum of one starting pitcher, but maybe two or three.
Well, Heaney's definitely gone unless literally nobody wants to take him.
And people have mentioned Bailey Falter potentially as an option. What that's going to allow is plenty of major league opportunities for some of the better pitching prospects that are close. And, you know, realistically, you have two or three guys that could come up tomorrow and be your rotation. You're just not trying to force that yet because you don't necessarily need that because the spots are filled.
Well, who are your proven commodities at this point, too? Like, you trade Keller, you trade Falter, it's Skeens, and then we haven't seen Bubba Chandler yet, and he's struggled with walks. It's Hunter Barco, who's been good. But
Oviedo seems pretty close.
Jared Jones is out until next July. You know, there's a lot of depth that they have, but if they trade significant pieces, if they trade from the very top of that depth, that's where it gets to be a lot more difficult to be able to decipher how their pitching is going to turn out.
But I like finding out sooner rather than later what you have on some of these guys.
So you might still be able to do that regardless whether, and their pitching staff has stayed, knock on wood, very healthy this year. Other than Jared Jones, Heaney has been healthy, Skeens has been healthy, Keller's been healthy, Falter as well, and Mike Burrows has slotted into the rotation. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. From the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page, and you can listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's change gears. The Steelers will open training camp, report on Wednesday, first practice on Thursday. What are the five things that we are looking out for at Steelers training camp? The distractions of the TJ Watt contract are gone. All the big trades, we think, and the big moves have been made. Do they need to add another wide receiver? Do they need to add a safety? Are there any other trouble spots that you're keeping an eye on as you go out to Latrobe, to Chucknell Field, and check out Training Camp 2025? 412-928-9370, 937 The Fan, 100.1 FM, and AM 1020 KDKA, as well as WAMO 107.3, are partnering to support Pittsburgh Public School students for the school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh 4 PPS Backpack Drive, and it's presented by Target Freight Management. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping at a location near you, including at Piata Italian Street Food in Robinson and Northway Mall. For more details, visit them at 937thefan.com to drop off your donation. Go to 937thefan.com. For more information, Sean has a headline, and we're right back on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.